those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is 3 days after Christmas. And one more shopping day. I need one more shopping
for
day.
For someone in the world. I don't know who.
Carl and the Bot. Phone line's here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live, aren't we? At KCNR1460.com.
Does it feel like it's been a week or a month since we've been on the air after, of course, you know, just all the activities and festivities that went on for the last, I don't know. I don't know about you listeners, you folks. Loyal listeners that we love so much. Not sure if you're like me and I'm waking up and thinking, what day is it? Is it a Tuesday? Is it a Friday? What is it? You
we
know,
we could have Alice because she listens every morning along with Sunny.
Good morning,
and,
Alice.
And
love your Christmas card.
And so many people. Good morning. And it could, if you call us and tell us what day it is, you get $500 worth of Blackbird.
You know, we do have a stack of Blackbird Diner Bucks. I've just been trying to make it fun, but, you know, and they all expire on the 31st. So we're just going to maybe just call up and maybe you can give us a funny Christmas story and, you know, we can give $30.
Or just call.
And all of a sudden, there'll just be this onslaught of people like, where'd you get the? Because they're all expiring on December 31st, 2020.
We did this really well.
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't, but we, yeah. So tell us a great Christmas story, 605-4567. We're going to have a lot of open line. We have Preston Sharpin at 7:30.
That's right. Preston was at White House over Christmas.
He's an amazing young man doing amazing work.
Yes, he is. And you know what? We have followed Preston from the beginning. He's been on the show, gosh, several times.
Since he was like,
he's gotten old.
12, 13. He's become a young man. He will be appointed in some kind of capacity, I am sure, regarding veterans.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. We have a variety of stories to tell you. One, we might as well start off with the vet story.
Are you kidding?
I'm doing special ops. I'm doing man stuff at Cabela's down in, when we went down to Sacramento, and the last weekend to hand out presents. We didn't see, we had some presents for our niece and her kids, and we haven't seen them in a year.
Yeah.
Literally a year.
We haven't seen our kids in a year now either.
We were just, well, yeah. And we're just going to bring them and drop them off.
Drop them off.
Which is essentially what we did.
Right.
Linda found a Spider-Man. that's got to be, gosh, look.
Size of a human.
No, it's not that big, but it's got to be 5 feet tall. Well, it's just the size of a human, I guess. 4.5. Anyway. Well, these two kids, the 4-year-old and the two-year-old. Well, he's 1 year old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's over a little bit over one. When they saw that was it. Spider-Man became the hit of Christmas. No matter what you gave after that, Spider-Man had to give the approval. We got pictures of the kids sitting on Spider-Man, one sleeping on Spider-Man. They tried to put Spider-Man into their toy house. They, you know, they have one of those stand-up houses that you can put all your stuff in. It was in there. It was being ridden on the on a rocking horse.
My dad made.
Yeah, the rocking horse. It was on the front of the rocking horse, and the 4-year-old behind it riding. It was. And I don't know where you found that, but it traveled
locally.
With us.
Locally, I shopped locally.
And where'd you find it then?
TJ Maxx.
They had that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I wasn't going in for that.
So then one of the photos was...
I went in and all of a sudden saw this huge Spider-Man and texted Jennifer and said, what do you think? Because you never know. I've got little pajamas with the Baby Yoda, which is... He's got another name and I can't think of it because we call him Baby Yoda.
What's the name of Baby Yoda? Ashley.
I haven't seen season two, which is when they released it. Okay. I think it's like Gordo or something
it's
like
Gordo.
That.
Well, but I like Baby Yoda.
Baby Yoda gets killed.
So Baby Yoda has pajamas for the baby, and then Spider-Man pajamas, and then the huge Spider-Man. So I keep getting these pictures of one of them cuddling with his thumb in his mouth, you know, sleeping with the Spider-Man. It's just adorable. And I had no idea, so it wasn't a plan. But I had taken a picture, texted Jennifer, and I said, I don't know, because I was looking for a giraffe. I was looking for a big animal, like, because their house burned. And
okay, another part of 2020, besides everything else going on, and she's a teacher, so, you know, but she works with special needs kids. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of difficult to do that over the over a computer. And he's a teacher, so he was at home teaching a lot. Her husband, Josh. Anyway, so there I am doing man stuff at Cabela's, and I get this photo, and it's a photo of a four poster bed. And for 3 years, I've been hearing from my lovely bride, I am so tired of the bed we have.
Not the Sleep Number mattress.
No, the sleep, not the mattress, but the bed frame.
So we have to clarify because I think that was confusing to some.
No, because when I offered the bed frame to Jared, he goes, yeah. He says, it's going to really fill up my room, but I can't wait for that Sleep Number. No, whoa. No, you get the frame, not the innards. You don't get the internals. And then he said, well, I don't want it then. I wanted the Sleep Number.
Okay,
anyway.
Well.
And there's no commercials this week for Sleep Number, so we can say this. And she texts me a picture of this four-poster bed. And I said, yeah. I said, fine. It was at a high-end consignment shop. It looked like it's coming off the floor, you know, the showroom
floor. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So we pack it in the back of her dad's car.
Oh, so which means you have to unscrew because the posts do unscrew.
Everything.
It's a Tommy Bahama's four-poster bed. Dark, you know, dark wood, and so we couldn't get it home in my Nissan. So my dad had what does he have? What kind of?
He's got a Ford Expedition. This is a 1992 Ford Expedition with 64,000 miles on it. It may still have the original tires. I'm not sure, but it's perfect. It rides perfect. It drives perfect. Everything works.
It's a tank.
And so we loaded it into that. Are they loaded?
They loaded it.
And then your parents came up for Christmas and brought it with them. And
we've had an ordeal ever since.
So ever since...
I can't remember.
Ever since Saturday.
Ace was our best friend yesterday.
Friday. I mean, Christmas. We were putting it up.
Day before Christmas.
Okay, Thursday we were putting it up. Your dad will never be the same. I think he tore a rotator cuff.
Hey, speaking of really fun things, is that and we want to share this because probably one of the most spectacular things that we've done as a family unit is we went to the Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay, and we went on Christmas Eve, and it was okay. So my mom is 87 and my dad's 89, and they have had two. They do go to the Broadway series in Sacramento, and they have events that they do, but they do like to travel. Well, because of COVID this year, they haven't traveled, and I've noticed a difference. I mean, that is why it's so important to keep moving, keep packing, keep planning, keep your calendar full. I think when people become a certain age, because they've been more, not as much, they're not dormant, but they would be more so than
like
usual.
Like everybody else, they couldn't go anyplace.
So we went out and walked, of course, you know, parked. We had to park over basically where the
in the
gravel area over there behind the arena in order to, because it was so crowded. There were thousands, thousands and thousands of people for the light show Christmas Eve. And we went around, I guess, about 5:30, 6, and you saw people pushing their wheelchairs and people pushing their baby carts and families with, you know, lights on each member of the family, and people were social distancing and they were masking. And there was just a few times that we kind of got in a line and maybe got clustered.
Going through the tunnel.
Yeah, because people were taking pictures.
Wanted to get their photos taken. Well, that takes time.
But because so, it's become so popular,
yeah,
Carl.
It has. And the some people brought their two golden retrievers.
I can't believe they...
Each of them had, you know, well-behaved dogs, and each had this big green light they were carrying on their collar. That was cute. I think I have a photo of it, in fact.
But they have added on...
Four more days.
So it originally was going to stop on the 27th. Now it goes to the 31st.
So.
And we just thought it was the most beautiful. Like tonight, it's going to be beautiful. And I don't know if you still can get tickets, but I'm suggesting if you haven't seen it, this is something really to be proud of. I know my parents, you know, of course, they've traveled all over the world, and they were just thought they had such a good time taking pictures and said, boy, this is really great. And by the time we left home, went to the park and got home, it was a period of 2 hours.
It was. So it was a good time for them.
And we stood in line for some spiked cider.
Well, some of us did.
Yeah.
Some of us drink.
I had my hand up in the air. I mean, first, I'll stand in line for some spiked cider.
It's our first break of the last Monday in 2020. Are you so happy to be able to say that? The last Monday in 2020. Unless you find out that on New Year's Eve and it clicks over, it's like Groundhog Day, and it says,
no.
You know, it's got Sonny and Cher playing, and it's it's March 16th. Good morning, March 16th, 2020. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where today I'm going down and getting my haircut because I've never gotten my haircut anywhere else except at Cypress Square Barbershop since I've lived here in Reading. And it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment. And that's how they work, is on appointments. But they've been doing that before the COVID craziness started here. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And it's man's last stronghold, which, of course, you have to go into a barbershop where on the window it says man's last stronghold. 7:16 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent, for it's earned, our money's all been spent. I guess that's so we don't have a plot.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
I got you, babe.
Boy, that song took him along. Took him ways. Hey, welcome back to our morning show here. It's Monday. How you guys doing? 7:20. Who out there puts their Christmas decorations away the day after Christmas? I mean, I just am, I'm officially giving myself a
6 months.
No, January 15th. Because I think Christmas is supposed to go, there's a 10-day period of official Christmas. And
we've got something going on.
That would have been January one of our, God, please. All I want to do is get organized. Anyway, welcome back to our show, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Carla Linda Bott. Looking forward to our morning show. And as we go into the new year, we do have some, we're offering some new programs as well. But right now, I forgot to do the weather this morning. So it's currently 46. Today's going to be our high of 56. Overnight lows and some frost with 33. Tuesday, areas of frost and mostly sunny with 59 again. Overnight lows of 32. Wednesday, slight chance of rain with 53. Chance of rain, 38. Thursday is, again, chance of rain, 52. Thursday night, clear. New Year's Day, slight chance of rain. And there you go with a high of 53. And that's Saturday. Sunday looks for chance of showers again with a mostly near 55. So as the weekend comes up for New Year's Eve, we're going to have some rain. And weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Are you mouthing my words?
I'm just helping.
No, you're not.
I was helping because okay. you were getting ready to shift. Come on, admit it. Okay. All right.
All right, Bedmaker.
Christmas Day is one of enjoyment and for most people and stress for other people. But just be glad that for 2020 you weren't in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
In Nashville, Tennessee, in the morning, early in the morning, before people would be out, an RV parked in front of the AT&T building exploded. It played warning. The RV played warning messages. At least six policemen that converged on it, started waking people, getting people out of the area. This one lady who said she had a business across the street from it, she said she evacuated all her people, went down, several miles away. And it kept saying that there's a bomb that's going to explode in 15 minutes. It's going to explode in 15 minutes. And sure enough, it exploded. Completely destroyed the RV, damaged over 40 buildings, three people slightly injured. The bomber, it appears, was inside the vehicle, and his name, I'm not giving out his name. We don't give out names of people that do things like this, but people that he was an IT guy, and this one company that he had worked for as a contractor said, it was funny that, he was, again, how many times do you hear this? He was really nice. He was very professional, and went on.
I don't know. I may have worked with him. I was there from 95 to 2000 and then 2001 and 2. But, I don't know because, we worked in the music. I was there during – I said he was a local native. He was from Nashville.
It's the amount of damage it did to the the communications, and especially Tennessee, but others, several other southern states, in the cell phones and texting. We talked to my sister, who lives in Chattanooga. When we talked to her that morning, we did not know about the bombing. When I went back to her, I said, "You didn't mention the bombing." She goes, It's 2.5 hours away. And she says, besides, we have the nuclear facility here.
Well,
the nuclear energy.
Right.
That.
Second but Avenue.
She said she was having problems with her with the cell phone and
right.
texting and all.
Yeah, so things were delayed. Anyway, Second Avenue in Nashville is a downtown historic area. Many of you have heard, I don't know if it affected the Ryman, the Ryman, that you've got Broadway and then Second Avenue. And Second Avenue has, that's the area where Tootsie's is. Honky Tonk after Honky Tonk, shop after shop, restaurant. And I'm trying to think about, there's a country western, famous country western, like In Cahoots or someplace like that, or Gillies or someplace like that, that's down on Second Avenue. And, that would be the place that people would be like the tourist place. Like when you go to, Times Square in New York, Second Avenue is like that for Nashville. So it's a blessing, an amazing blessing, that this bomb didn't take out a bunch of people.
I think he set it up so it was going to be doing damage. I mean, he exploded it early in the morning. He gave warnings, and here comes the bomb disposal guys, but about the time they got there is when it went off. Thank God they weren't in there trying to do an entry or something. So his idea, it appears, and there's been other terrorist groups, and and he's a lone wolf guy, but there have been organized terrorist groups before that they've set their bombs off in places, like in the middle of the night when there'd be nobody around. So they're doing a lot of property damage, but they didn't want to kill people. I mean, it's not unheard of, and in this case, obviously, this man there was something and not working right.
Well, here are the businesses. If you've been down the Melting Pot, Old Spaghetti Factory, Coyote Ugly, that's the place where they do the whole country thing going. Radizio Grill, Ensemble Boutique, Pride and Glory Tattoo, Downtown Nashville Wine and Spirits, B.B. King's Blues Club. That's a big one. And the Big Bang Bar. That's just
the
on
Big
that.
The Big Bang Bar.
Yeah, that's... That's right down there on the street, but and some shops and tattoo, places. Well,
one guy said, he said, "I've gotten all the way through this COVID." He said, "It's been a battle, but, I'm still open," and then now the shop's gone, just gone from this explosion. I'm not poo-pooing this thing, but I'm just saying it could have been a lot worse. The guy obviously was, and we'll never know what the statement is unless they find something somewhere. Or the motive for it, but he seems like he did focus it right, on the AT&T for it. So, wow. Either Preston's either going to call in or roll in this morning. We don't know. I talked to him the other day. It should be interesting because I've been seeing a lot of pictures of Preston lately at different places, and I believe he was at the White House. So we'll talk.
We'll find out
if he called. It's on Mondays after Christmas weekend. I don't count on anything happening except after the show, I wander on back to our house and take the mattresses off the bed again, take all this everything off the bed again, and try to figure out why the support system we had in it last night moved.
So here's
it
the deal.
It moved with a snap. It didn't go like.
It's one
it
of
went,
those.
Pop.
Well, it's not your traditional wooden slat with a little piece of wood that goes underneath all three slats. This one came with metal slats that have these three round, screw. They're three round where they're flat on the bottom, and then they screw up into the unit. So you can do different heights because the bed came where you could put the slats in a higher side, a medium, or a lower side, and it also had the capacity to go California King or Eastern King. A lot of people go, "Well, I didn't know there's a difference." Well, there is a difference, and I'll tell you in a minute because I got to look it up. But I think that the
Eastern King is wider but shorter,
and the California is longer
and narrower.
Right. Not by much.
Yeah, like. Well, it's like.
I'll look it up
like
because
four inches.
Right. So, because we have a Sleep Number bed, and we have a certain kind of bottom on that bed, which, you know, we had to do a slap that was normal and a slap that was, you know, Eastern King, so we could have the room for it to fit inside that. But anyway, that had nothing to do with the bottom. Anyways, last night we went to bed and we heard this, like a metal sounding of a, was almost like a crash. So we think that the bolts that we you know, because we tried to put bolts and what are those things, washers, bolts and washers, and it was just really funny.
Well, the first one I was at
locking, people really care.
A locking nut is what I bought, a locking nut to keep it in there. Well, it turns out the locking nut was just the right size to slip through also. So I had to go back and get the washers. Have you ever done this? Instead of putting the washers in a bag like you should or in your pocket, just have them in your hand as you walk out. And when I put them on the front seat, one of them slid back and went into underneath the seat. Not all the way on the floor, but where the, you know, where the seat pan is. So I had to go back in and buy two more washers. This time I did put them all in my pocket. Just this whole thing was, you know what, Gilligan could have gotten off the island sooner than I could get this bed up. Got to take a break. 45 degrees out there, 7:31 in the morning. Oh,
you
know what? I did not lose my temper.
No, you were really good. It started in the morning, but I think you got your spot checked.
Yeah, I reset.
You reset. You did. Thank you.
I reset, and, you know, there was times. Well,
he
first of all,
so good.
Linda trying to tell me how to fix the physics on this bed. And I'm sitting there listening to her like she knows what she's talking about.
We need a good drill.
And
there is no way.
This is a woman who refuses to balance her checkbook.
Don't say that.
Well, and then you're trying to tell me the physics on how to pull this bed together. And, you know, and I'm sitting there just nodding my head like, yeah, that sounds okay.
Well, you don't know until you try something.
Well, I tell you what.
We may have found a new way of doing something. I mean, I'm a musician.
You
can't just stay rote.
Well,
you have to learn the basics.
The bed is humming, that's for sure. Okay, you know. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Last night it was going boom, 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 but nothing else. It was just boom, 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 bang. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented, dedicated team of precious, and the PPP is coming back. That's right, the Payroll Protection Plan. And in this case, last time, Cornerstone Community Bank led everyone else around here in helping people, whether they were customers or not customers. Well, it looks like the PPP is back since President Trump signed the COVID bill with the $600. With the $600 payment to everybody. And, of course, when you hear about the $10 million payment for gender studies in Pakistan, you know, you say, well, that could have been added to it. Anyway, but he signed that. But if that means the PPP is back, and if that's the case, Cornerstone Community Bank will shine again on getting people the assistance they need for the businesses. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, and they will move your dreams forward. If you've got a dream of a business or other things, Cornerstone Community Bank can help you. We'll be right back.
And in despair, I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song. On earth could will to men, but the bell is ringing like a choir singing.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back into a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5.
That's got my blood going.
16 a.m. Your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:38 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are having an open line. We've had open line a lot, but that's because it's the time of the year. Tomorrow, Mark Story from Haven Humane will join us, and Wednesday will be, see if I can't find somebody toward the end of the year just to kind of go on with it. But Wednesday I would like to do is go through big changes, changes from this year. And, people who have passed, and it's not just celebrities, because frankly, celebrities is kind of, that word is, is misused all the time. People maybe you haven't heard of, but who've had like a significant impact on the world, like some of the people that worked on NASA. I've seen that there, one of the women who was, that did all the computing on the early NASA. You remember the I think it was five African American ladies who were the ones that did all of the mathematics on this.
It's a wonderful movie.
And they were called computers. And that's supposedly how the term for computers was taken, was from these ladies. And I think one passed, but they had such a significant impact on on our space program, and yet had come in a different door.
Right, and go into a different bathroom outside of the building.
Outside the building.
That was not too long ago. I mean, you know, think about that. Think about that.
Yeah, early 60s, I think. Well, you know what? I can still remember when I was a child. I mean, and down in Georgia.
Segregation.
Well, it said white restrooms, colored restrooms. White drinking faucet. There's two drinking faucets. White drinking faucet, colored drinking faucet. And I, being a child and not coming from that area, being brought up in that area, I looked at both of them and I just kind of just, okay, and I headed for the colored one. And I was stopped. I said, no, you can't drink there. I think it could have been, and I don't remember who stopped me, but said, you can't drink, you've got to drink in the white one. And I went, oh, well.
See, in your mind as a young kid, colored means, it could be a rainbow.
Well,
it could be like,
no,
what is it?
No, it couldn't have been a rainbow, but it didn't make sense to me why one said white and one said colored. And you know what? When you think about it, it still doesn't make sense. But that's how children are taught.
Yeah.
Because they're taught from the time they were, if you're taught a certain way, you're going to behave a certain way.
Well,
and to people, Southerners down there, and, you know, if Mimi's listening, or Judy, I don't think Judy's listening, but they were both brought up down south. And they, you know, when I remarked on this one time, Mimi said that she remembers that.
Mm-hmm.
She remembers things like that happening. And, I mean, overt messages of racism.
Well, speaking of changing, the world changing, Kim Jong is ready to become the first woman dictator in modern history. This is the star of the younger sister of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, has risen so fast and high in the country's ruling firmament that in 2020, to make her appear as a stand-in for Big Brother is not his rival for power. Sorry. At 32, 4 years younger than, she's 4 years younger than he, made a presence known through shockingly tough statements that had to be made to endorse. She clearly wrote and recommended. One of them, which would have been, they were human scum, hardly worth the value of human beings, little short of wild animals who betrayed their own homeland, she raged. It was time to bring their owners to account and ask South Korean authorities if they're ready to take care of consequences of evil conduct by the rubbish-like mongrel dogs who took no scruple to slander us while faulting the nuclear issue in the meanest way at the most untimely time. So get ready for women in power, folks.
Oh, boy. And that could be scary.
That could
just
be,
by itself.
Yep. Well, those comments are like, what?
TSA screened a record 1.3 million travelers on Sunday.
Mm.
Stay at home for Christmas. You know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, in Australia and other places are saying no kissing. No kissing or hugging on New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Stop transmitting the disease. The transmission of the COVID happens, it appears, more in family gatherings where you kind of let your guard down than in other places. I mean, obviously not restaurants, and yet we still shut down the restaurants. And, you know, I'm not even going to get into this because you've heard me say it 100 times. Why are restaurants have to close if they don't have indoor seating and when the big box stores are still open? I still have not figured that out yet. I'm sure that there must be good scientific reasons for this, or they wouldn't tell us to do that. Open line Monday here. We're going to take a quick break. If you've got something stuck in your craw or something that needs to be, you know, to be shared with everybody, or just something that just, you know, you're just saying that's enough of that, lines will be open between now and 9 o'clock. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst has been doing this for a couple of decades, and there's nobody better in Northern California at repairing a windshield. Those little bitty chips that you just kind of, you know, ignore if they get water in them and it freezes, and it's going to be getting to freeze in here soon, just crack the windshield, or your windshield with a small crack in it and the hot, you know, air from your defroster hits it and it cracks all the way across the windshield. Jeff can prevent that. Don't fool around with your family safety. Get it repaired the proper way, and that's the Crackmaster way. You can give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by at 3208 South Market Street. 7:44 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793. We'll be right back.
You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, and today is the National I Pledge Allegiance Day. And so you have, when I grew up, we pledged. We stood up and we did the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Did you have like a captain of the room that would bring the flag out, and then or did you do it over the loudspeaker? Because even through high school, and we're talking the 70s for me.
I'm thinking
60s and 70s.
It could have been loudspeaker, but I know that every morning, and I think somebody led it. You know, every morning, somebody different led
somebody
it every
different
morning.
It
was kind of a little mark of honor.
Right.
You'd go up there and you put your hand on your chest and you say it. And now, somehow this has, in many places in the country, has become...
you don't say it. You don't have a flag.
Or, you know, people don't... You know, again, we go into, you know, what was this about? And, you know, pledging allegiance to our country, essentially. And that's just, people don't have to do that. No, it's against their rights. It's against their First Amendment rights. They do not have to stand. They do not have to do anything. Which leads me to an article in the Record Searchlight. Okay. I will never say we don't need the Record Searchlight. That's mark of a community is a newspaper. And even though you could call it almost the David Benda newspaper, because every time he's got, you know, numerous articles in it. But and they are owned by USA Today, so they are fed stuff from USA Today that has to be in there. And one of it was a sports opinion piece, which just hammered people. You know, here's the winners, here's the losers. And Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were losers. They're trying to find relevancy. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Brady may get into the playoffs in this, but, you know, Colin Kaepernick is a winner. And, you know, but the whole thing was a political diatribe. Everything was tied into this. I mean, this is sports. This is an opinion. You know, it's a sports column, and I realize it's, you know, it's their opinion, but really? Is it all the things that could have been written about for winners and losers, and then she ties it all into politics instead of just the game or just the event or the events themselves. You know, it's just not called. You know what? In my opinion, that just isn't called for.
I want to go back to the flag because astronaut David R. Scott gives a military salute to the U.S. flag during a 1971 Apollo 15 moonwalk. This is really cool. So just give me a moment here, and I want to read this. 31 words which affirm the values and freedom that the American flag represents are recited while facing the flag as a pledge of Americans' loyalty to their country. The Pledge of Allegiance was written for the 400th anniversary in 1892 of the discovery of America. A national committee of educators and civic leaders planned a public school celebration of Columbus Day to center around the flag, including with the script for ceremonies that would culminate in raising of the flag was the pledge. So it was in the October 1892 Columbus Day programs that schools, children across the country first recited the Pledge of Allegiance this way. I pledge allegiance to my flag and to the republic for which it stands, one nation indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Controversy continues over whether the author was the chairman of the committee, Francis Bellamy, who worked on a magazine for young people that published the pledge, or James Upham, who worked for the publishing firm that produced the magazine. The pledge was published anonymously in the magazine and was not copyrighted. According to some accounts, Bellamy, as author, he decided to write a pledge of allegiance rather than a salute because it was a stronger expression of loyalty, something particularly significant even 27 years after the Civil War ended. One nation, indivisible, referred to the outcome of the Civil War, and liberty and justice for all expressed the ideals of the Declaration of Independence. The words, my flag, were replaced by the flag of the United States in 1923 because some foreign-born people might have in mind the flag of the country of their birth. Instead, a U.S. flag a year later of America was added after United States. No form of the pledge received official recognition by Congress until June 22, 1942, when it was formally included in the U.S. flag code. The official name of the Pledge of Allegiance was adopted in 1945. The last change in language came on Flag Day, 1954, when Congress passed a law which added the words, "Under God," after "One Nation." Originally, the pledge was said with the hand and so-called Bellamy salute, with the hand resting first outward from the chest, then the arm extending out from the body. Once Hitler came into power in Europe, some Americans were concerned that this position of the arm and hand resembled the salute rendered by Nazi military. In 1942, Congress established the current practice of rendering the pledge with the right hand placed flat over the heart. Section 7 of the Federal Flag Code states that when not in military uniform, men should remove any headdress with their right hand and hold it to their left shoulder, thereby resting the hand over the heart. People in the military uniform should remain silent, face the flag, and render the military salute. Furthermore, the flag specifies that any future change in the pledge would have to be the consent of the president. The Pledge of Allegiance now reads, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all." I just thought that was fascinating, the whole body of the words that changed through the years when it became like part of Congress, you know, having to make it. And a president finding this out can change those words.
That's interesting. And it, you know what? But I think it has to be with the approval of Congress, too, though, doesn't it? Or is it just the president? Okay, look, you're saying that you're tired, you know, you've eaten everything you could possibly eat, that there's nothing left to tease your palate. Maybe you're wrong.
Oh, no. Please.
In China, McDonald's in China introduced a new Oreos and Spam burger. So think about this. There are two pieces of Spam, the two little
I have to leave the room when I hear
Spam, and they cover, and it's topped with crushed Oreos. The offering will have two slices of Spam, top of the layer of cookies, and mayo. You can't forget the mayo. And then in Taiwan, Burger King has the chocolate Whopper. That's right. It's little. It's a Whopper topped with Hershey's chocolate syrup.
You know, I just wonder what their obesity rate is going to be. I mean, you know, I've always looked into these more of the Asian cultures of eating lots of fish and lots of greens and things that are and lots of walking, and so they don't have this obesity rate. But I think with this, we're going to be hearing a change of.
Okay. Now, how many times have you sat there at night trying to figure out why your favorite fast food joint doesn't offer the proper mid-price wine to eat to complement the saltier flavors? Well, Taco Bell Canada has finally fixed this with a $25 bottle of red wine meant to be paired with its toasted cheesy chalupa. I've never thought of that.
I'm asking myself why, but in a different context.
Yes.
They have one guy went into Subway and he wanted a tuna sandwich, but with extra pickles and two Splenda packages on top of it. I know that kind of grabs me right there. Donut hole stuffed Thanksgiving turkey with coffee gravy was one of the things. And then, of course, the Pepsi Coca-Cola. They're testing it right now, and this is the cocoa, so it's a chocolate cola. And it's sweetened with classic holiday flavors like chocolate marshmallows and overindulgence. It still gets honorable mention in its strange flavors. So my favorite, though, has to be the Spam burger with Oreo cookies on it. Does it get any better than that? Okay, it's open line. Is everybody kind of like, are you still having problems waking up from Christmas? is that, you know, we're in the chat room, we're talking about that. Somebody said, oh, no, it was a missile hit. No, I don't believe so. I believe it was the RV that blew up.
Oh.
They had plenty of pictures of it. It wasn't a missile hit. And then the vaccine is, you know, there are some, there's been some reports of serious side effects, but the vast majority of them, including people, and I've talked to probably 8-9 people who have had it. The only side effect was a soreness, which tells you, you know, soreness around the shot, mm-hmm. which tells you the vaccine's working, including my daughter, and I pretty much trust my daughter.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And some of our friends here that are doctors and first responders. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a little bit about some people's birthdays, some things that happened in history today, and, of course, we've got some Black Bear Diner Bucks. Call in with a great story, and we're going to give you some Black Bear Diner Bucks that are going to expire. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM.
I'm Rich Thomason. Much of the world took a different, more low-key approach to welcoming in the new year, as BBC's Paul Hawkins explains.
No crowds and no parties. The New Year's Eve theme for many, including New York, where Times Square was closed to the public, and Rio's famous New Year's Eve beach party on Copacabana was cancelled. In London, the message, stay at home, while in Scotland, they opted for synchronised Hogmanay drones instead of fireworks. France had music maestro Jean-Michel Jarre live from his studio playing at a virtual Notre Dame Cathedral, but the reality was somewhat different, with an empty Paris, like much of Europe. And in Wuhan City, the place where coronavirus began, it was New Year like usual. The Chinese were reaping the rewards of tough lockdowns and a zero-tolerance approach, no more social distancing, instead parties and socialising.
And as of midnight, Britain's departure from the European Union became final. Senator Ben Sasse cautioning his GOP colleagues against disputing the Electoral College votes next week.
Senator Sasse offered his admonition a day after Republican Josh Hawley announced he would oppose the Electoral College results. It's a move that will force all members of the House and Senate to go on record for or against Joe Biden as the winner. Sasse has no sympathy for what he calls a dangerous ploy. On Facebook, he described the planned challenge as an effort designed to disenfranchise millions of Americans. President Trump has asserted the vote was rigged in some Democrat-controlled cities, giving Joe Biden a winning edge on Election Day. Bob Agnew reporting.
After one of his campaign staffers tested positive for COVID-19, Republican Senator David Perdue has had to leave the campaign trail, going into quarantine. This just 4 days before the crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Perdue himself tested negative for the virus. The financial markets, including Wall Street, closed today. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Election fraud, radical abortion rights, open borders, riots in our streets, and regime changes in other nations. Meet George Soros, an atheist and one of the most dangerously influential people in America, pouring millions of dollars into the leftist agenda, instigating society's demoralization to control a free people and destroy the foundations of Christianity and our constitutional order. Watch the new film, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America, online at salemnow.com. See the movie that George Soros and the far left don't want you to see. Learn the truth and prepare to be shocked. Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America, online at salemnow.com for just $9.99 or buy the DVD for just $12.99.
Go to salemnow.com and get 20% off with the promo code FAMILY. Salemnow.com, promo code FAMILY.
Although they probably would rather have some food, an unknown number of North Koreans got a New Year's greeting card from Kim Jong-un.
The dictator thanked his people for their trust and support in difficult times and wished them good health. Kim's expected to skip his usual televised speech and address a ruling party Congress this month. North Korea is one of the world's most cloistered countries, and it's virtually impossible to independently confirm whether all of its 25 million people receive Kim's cards, the first sent by a leader since 1995. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Ethiopian security forces killed more than 75 people and injured nearly 200 during deadly ethnic unrest in June and July following the killing of a popular singer. That account provided by the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission. The commission says 123 people in all were killed, at least 500 injured, amid one of the country's worst outbreaks of ethnic violence in years. News and analysis at townhall.com.
That recent hack of the federal government apparently extended into the private sector, according to Microsoft.
The company says hackers tied to a massive intrusion of the U.S. government sneak further into its systems than previously thought, although the intrusion doesn't appear to have caused any additional harm. Microsoft says hackers were able to view some of the code underlying its software, but were not able to make any changes. Microsoft says its defense plans assumed that hackers could see its code and that it found no evidence of hacker access to any customer data. Jason Walker reporting.
Virginia has tightened requirements for a concealed carry firearms permit. Virginians will now have to attend firearms training and safety courses in person. Under the old law, those over the age of 21 only had to take an online course in order to get the permit. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio today, the 28th of December, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ashley's at the helm in there. Good morning, Ashley.
Happy National Chocolate Candy Day.
Oh, ooh. Now you take the chocolate candy and you put it on top of a burrito, and you melt it, and now you have another strange food that people seem to like. They all have one thing in common.
Chocolate meat.
Chocolate.
Well, how about just chocolate day, putting it on my lips?
Yep.
How about putting it on my lips?
Mm-hmm. Doing what? Or drinking. Chocolate?
Just putting it on my lips.
Mm-hmm. What, the chocolate?
Yes. And then letting me open my mouth slightly so I... There it goes. Popped
it just
in.
Goes right in and melts.
Hey, it's sunny. Going to be sunny today with a high of 56.
What's that sound again?
Anyway, low of 33. A high of 59. Overnight lows of 32. That's tomorrow, Wednesday. Slight chance of rain with a high of 53 and overnight lows of 38. Thursday, slight chance of showers. Then partly sunny with a high of 52. Overnight lows of 36. And New Year's Day, slight chance of rain with a high of 53. Going to get ready for some chilly weather. All right. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. We talked about this day in history. Last night, on Sunday nights, they have silent film movies on TCM, and I love to watch. I love silent films. I think there's such a form of movies that happened in the 20s that had really a great artistic value. So 125 years ago today, what is believed to be the first paid audience for a motion picture saw 10 short films by the Lumiere brothers in Paris, including what turned out to be the birth of cinema, 46 seconds of workers leaving the Lumiere factory. Auguste and Louis Lumiere started in the film business as manufacturers of photography equipment, best known for their cinematography motion picture system. Their history-making film presentations, about 9 minutes long in total, were produced by hand-cranking their films through a projector. Isn't that cool?
It is.
Well, I can go on. I mean, but, you know.
I have some things here, but why don't you go on and finish up?
Happy birthday to Stan Lee, 98 years ago. Great late, Stan Lee. Of course, you know that he did the Incredible Hulk and Spider-Man and Iron Man and Thor and X-Men and Fantastic Four, etc. I just know that my brother was a great collector of comic books growing up. And we forgot to share that you and I took a little drive and we went by the home that my parents built in 1960. And, or maybe it was like... No, it was 1962, and it is outside of Placerville. And so we drove through Placerville, and Carl said, I really want to see your house. And I couldn't I went by feel as a kid because I haven't been out there since the early 90s. I drove out once with my brother, And I said, let's just go see where our old childhood home, because it's quite a ways. It's 15 miles out of Placerville, up off of Pleasant Valley Road, up in Leisure Lane, and there's wineries out there now. But so we drove by, and it was great because, you know, Carl's have heard so many stories, and he got to see, you know, of course, it's changed so much, and, you know, a lot of the features that I worked very hard with my dad and built, the, you know, the split rail fence and the corral and all of this stuff are gone.
If I've heard the split rail fence story once, I've heard it. I'm not kidding you. See, at least four times a year, so it's got to be close to 60 times I've heard it.
I do not remember my parents having help.
They did. They had you
the
and your
children
brother.
Were the help. We were the help. I don't remember. I don't remember them hiring a John or a Jack or, you know, no housekeepers, no. It was, you know, we did it. So there.
Trump signs the COVID bill. So it's the PPP is coming back along with helping people with unemployment. And all this, as far as he said, the $600 is a slap in the face to American people. I agree. But then he used the term $2,000, and Nancy Pelosi was more than happy to agree with that. So we'll see what the Republicans do. $2,000 is to every citizen of the United States is that's a considerable sum of money. The PPP for businesses, small businesses to help them. And of course, you're only going to hear about, oh, look, it gave Gavin Newsom. No,
I don't have it.
It was the, okay. It gave Gavin Newsom's business several million dollars and things like this. But what they don't tell you is about businesses like ours and the ones across the street and the Maxwells, and it doesn't talk about all the small businesses around here. It really helped out so that we didn't have to lay off people or cut their hours. I would never lay off people, but we might have had to cut hours, which has it, you know, because our biggest expense, of course, is labor here because of all the shows we do. If we decided to go the way of just playing, you know, the satellite shows, you could cut your expenses in half, literally, in our station for that, just by doing that. But we're not going to do that because this is the format that's kept us going for 10 years, and we're adding, as Linda said, we're adding a new show starting in January that we hopefully will pique your interest. And we talked about it the other day with Dane Wheatington. The vaccine. My daughter had it. She's a frontline medical worker, as you all know, a nurse down in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and they're just getting hammered down there. She had it. We know several doctors here in town that have had it. So far, there's been no, you know, there have been cases, you know, that you've seen reported that have had reactions to it. Not a lot of cases, but then again, you don't know how many are being reported. But of all the ones I know and people I know personally that have had it have had no reaction except a soreness from where the shot is, which indicates that the vaccine is working. However, there are groups of people that are really fighting against this, and for many, many of the Native Americans are balking at taking this vaccine. They've been, even though that the tribes and on the reses have been really hit hard by COVID-19, many of the tribal members, hesitate to get immunized. They are thinking that, hey, we could be used as guinea pigs, as the U.S. government has been wont to do at times with people of color and Native Americans and African Americans. As we know, there's been cases documented in history of testing, giving people venereal disease on purpose to test medicines against it, without them knowing that they had been injected with this. So a lot of the Indian population is indigenous populations feel that it's going to be a guinea pig type thing. So it'll be interesting because one of the major areas hit in Arizona and New Mexico and Utah and Colorado have been off the reservation, or the Navajo reservation, which has had a disproportionate amount of serious cases there. And if you've ever gone to some of the reservations, the larger ones, you'll see poverty and you'll see lack of things like electricity, running water, sufficient housing, and all this on these. And I'm not talking about, you know, small Native American tribes, you know, like ours right here, that have a means of support. These reservations cover hundreds of thousands of acres and have little or no ways of communicating with each other. You know, they may have put in more cell towers, who knows. But on the Navajo reservation, they're still driving, you know, 150 miles to get water, filling up a 250-gallon tank and taking it back and coming back the next week. And then the governor of New Mexico shut off coming into the town of Gallup, where everybody got their water from, because of the spread of COVID there. So it's, you know, it's a real, real, real problem when you've got a place that doesn't have, here in America, the United States of America, doesn't have running water or electricity or sufficient medical or schools. And when you see this, you have to ask yourself, why is this happening? I mean, if we can spend $10 million on a gender study in Pakistan, or give hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries to build walls to keep their borders safe, why we can't invest several hundred million or several billion into the reservations to make sure that they all have water and electricity. I don't understand that. And hopefully the new Department of the Interior, who is a Native American, out of New Mexico, by the way, a congresswoman, is, I hope that she puts some pressure on here and they do something to be able to help these people.
Are they not a sovereign nation?
They are a sovereign nation, but they also are being kept as a sovereign nation by getting their checks every month.
And so are they Americans or aren't they?
They are.
Okay.
So they're Native Americans.
Yeah. But, I mean,
and some people will say, well, let them take care of themselves. Well, fine.
If they're Americans, then yes, we take care of them.
Yes, we do. Yes, so they are Americans.
Sovereign nation, I guess maybe we have different definitions of that.
Well, maybe we do.
Let's look it up.
Well, we don't even have to look it up. You can say is that they're a sovereign nation, they should take care of themselves. But you have to remember that sovereign nation was put onto a place that may not even been the lands that they had, you know, they were associated with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you look back at some of these things, you know, and you're saying, you know, some people have said, including Native Americans, have said, do away with the reservations. Assimilate, make people assimilate into the mainstream American culture. But having known many Navajos, and the Marine Corps is famous with the relationship we have with the Navajo Nation, and, you know, looking at the code talkers. And the Navajo code talkers during World War II. And there's always, you know, Navajos, when they enlist in the military, almost always go into the Marine Corps. And they're good Marines. But at the end of that 4 years, they're ready to go back home to the res. So, anyway, this is just Carl's opinion. But, guys, did you kind of, like, miss the right gift on Christmas? And, yes, she looked happy. But you can see she keeps looking underneath the tree. No, you didn't do this. You were real happy because you got a bed that we're still working on. This is the gift that keeps on giving, this bed. I've got to go home. They tear it apart and go back and try and fix
it. We're talking about Four Winds Jewelry on 2225 Hilltop Drive.
That's right.
You go anniversary sale this month.
Anniversary sale this month. Plus the fact it's New Year's Eve, and here's a good chance to step up and start the new year off great, because it's going to be 2021, and 2020 is behind us. Unless you wake up to Sonny and Cher, I Got You, Babe, on January 1st. And then you know we're in deep, deep trouble. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, but this week will be Monday through Thursday, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm Reading, Yamaha ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to our morning show. This is Linda Bott along with the other half, Carl Bott.
Well, you said Carl Linda Bott.
I said this is Linda Bott along with my other half, Carl Bott.
Right. 8:22 in the morning. It's Monday, the 28th of December, this portion of the show. Well, brought to you by Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark stood up during this COVID crisis, expanded her business to help people that needed help at home. And she's looking for some more amazing people to join her team, whether it's full-time or part-time, to become a member of one of the premier assistance, home assistance agencies in all of Northern California, if not all California. You can learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Keeping people at home instead of going into, assistance groups or assistance homes is a way to help them recover faster, and they'll be happier there. There's no place like home.
605-4567 is our hotline. Love to have you call in and give us a fun Christmas story, a personal, well, I don't even care what it is. And we've got some Black Bear Diner bucks that we want to stack here. We need to get rid of that expire the 31st.
So let's just give $50 worth of Bear Bucks to the first person that calls at 605.
And tells a fun story.
4567.
Yeah. Got to pull over the side of the road. I want to talk a little bit. Remember how the college scandal came down with parents that were...
Rich parents.
Paying enormous sums to a guy named Richard Singer, I think. Actress Lori Loughlin has been released from federal prison, serving a 2-month sentence for her role in the college admission scam. Best known for her role in The Full House, Loughlin pleaded guilty to a conspiracy charge in May and admitted to paying the scheme's mastermind $500,000 to get her two daughters in the University of Southern California under false pretenses. Now, so as this thing unfolded, I'm wondering how many years have these things been going on? And it makes you wonder, like, this is why we say somebody's privileged or their parents knew the right people or they were alumni or their grandparents or their parents spent a lot of money in the, in different areas of putting money back in. I don't know. How does it make you feel? Have you ever done something, not to this extravagance, but have you ever done something that would be, like, because you knew somebody, you got in front of the line, or because you were connected through your family, or, I mean, the connection doesn't mean that you have to be wealthy. It's just, like, where do we blame people for a mindset of maybe this is something that's gone on for years? I'm saying that it is wrong because it takes away a space for those people who've worked so hard. And this is referring to USC. And I'm going to tell you a little personal story of a friend of mine who from Sacramento that I went to high school with. And he was just came from his dad was a colonel. They didn't have they were a hardworking family, 4 boys in the family. And he had gone down to, I think he went to LA College or something like that, and really wanted to get into the business school at USC. And there was no way they were going to be able to afford it because I don't know what it cost, $100,000 a year maybe it cost to go, maybe more now.
How much?
It's like $100,000 a year.
Yeah, at least $60,000.
Yeah.
And then maybe more. But
yeah.
I know, and this was several years ago, it was at least $60,000
right.
a year.
Right. But you always have this alumni, I'm a USC graduate kind of thing. But anyway, so what he did is and just the tenacity of this guy, and like I said, one of my real buddies in high school, a guy that I really trusted and still trust today. But anyway, so he would go in and he would sit in class and sit in a certain professor's class. And finally, he just pestered the guy. And the professor thought, after a while, he was asking questions to my friend's name was Lou. And because of his tenacity, somehow he was able to get some kind of scholarship for, just whatever, there's a million different kinds. And he was able to work and actually get to finally get to USC and graduate through the business school. So I just know that particular story. And I knew another friend that I performed with at Marriott's Great America, who was going to be a dentist and went to USC. So these are people who really worked hard. I don't know. I mean, so anyway, they spent $500,000, what they called the side door. And her now, why did she get 2 months and her husband got 5 months?
Because obviously their defense attorney said, "Oh, this was her husband's idea, and it was, and she just went along with it." And so he was more culpable than she was, but she did go along with it. But this is, it's an embarrassment to, I mean, so many different people were fired over this, as they should have been. And people did go to jail. A lot of people, rich, very wealthy people ended up in jail for 2 or 3 months. I think one guy got like a 3-year sentence. But the kids went along with it. And, mm-hmm. Most of them have left school since then. The schools they were in, especially the big names. But they would do things like they'd pretend that they were playing volleyball.
Rowing.
No, well, rowing was one of them. And mm-hmm. They took a photo of them rowing, and that was it, and they sent it in the picture. Or water polo.
The crew team.
Yeah. Yeah, the water polo where they were showing them jumping, like they were out of the water and hitting a ball and all this. So the children in many cases went along with it. So this was the kind of thing that, if you have money, you can buy your way into things. And in this case, I'm so glad they got caught. I'm glad Lori Loughlin went to jail even for 2 months, and was found guilty.
Well, there were 50 parents participating in the scam, and more than 24 have pleaded guilty and been sentenced to months-long prison terms. Actress Felicity Huffman, darling that she is, she pleaded guilty and had to do 11 days last October. So Lori Loughlin,
it's a felony, though. They pled guilty to a felony. It mm-hmm. wasn't a misdemeanor.
So she must perform 100 hours of community service and pay a fine of $150,000. And her husband, Giannoli, was ordered to serve 2 years of supervised release, perform 250 hours of community service, and pay a $250,000 fine.
Good, good. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, and Judy's been doing this since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, business owners, and helping them in such a way that it takes the burden of worrying about insurance off their shoulders. Am I covered? Am I not? What about workers' comp? What are all these things? And Judy and her team are experts on this. And for people that lost their home insurance because of fires, she has helped them find insurance. And once they found insurance on their homes, they realized what a great deal that Judy Maxwell can find for them, and they shifted everything they had over to her. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, you can give Judy or one of her people a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back. And if you've been wondering, we have more information that on the bombing in Nashville had been reported to the FBI on a couple of things. And what could be a possible motive? They think they have a clue. And we'll be talking about that as soon as we get back.
When the lights go down in the city and the sun shines on the bay, I want to be there in my city. Oh, oh,
oh. Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is phone number, 836 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a really nice day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment of the show, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, highest rated hospital and one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only hospital in this area with the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which allows for less invasive surgery. Minimally invasive surgery means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Joe Biden has said that he is going to end federal executions and wants Congress to bring up something that will do away with the death penalty. Now, in 1994, when he was in Congress or in the Senate, he pushed through, or he was one of the ones that was pushing through a bill that increased the penalties and would call for more death sentences. And it's been a while ago, and he's changed his mind. Now, I'm kind of ambivalent on the death penalty. I see where people have done heinous crimes and should pay the ultimate price for that. But then I see what happens in California. And talking to a retired prison guard there, and he was against the death penalty. And I said, you're against the death penalty? I mean, you're around the worst of the worst. He said, oh, no, they deserve to die. He says, because, you know, they're totally without, you know, they kill people under extreme reasons, that over half the people in the in death row had never been arrested before, but what they did was heinous enough to get them the death penalty. And, you know, you immediately think of Scott Peterson, never been arrested before, and then kills his wife and unborn baby. He says, but the problem is that we don't execute people in California. And for every person on death row that they get free legal advice, they get everything is done for them. And because all their lawyers are paid for at $250 to $350 an hour, if not more, you know, this is, it's costing the taxpayers an enormous amount of money for these death row inmates. He said, if you wanted to just, he says, do away with the death penalty. And even though the state of California says, no, we, you know, they wanted to keep it, you know, in a vote, he says, put them back out in the general population. He says, it'll work its way out at that point, one way or the other. You know, probably Scott Peterson would last a day out in the yard before somebody found a way of dropping a 2-ton rock on him. What Biden is saying is that in many states, you know, such as Texas, takes the death penalty seriously. Or others like California is they will keep, you know, there's more people dying on death row from old age than there have been that have been executed. So why are we paying the extra, you know, millions of dollars a year to keep them on death row? Now, if somebody said, well, if somebody killed, you know, a member of your family, wouldn't you want to be killed? Oh, absolutely. No, I'm not against the death penalty, but if you're going to have the death penalty, then have the death penalty. And if you're not going to have it, if you're going to just keep people there and keep spending millions and millions of dollars on them with their free legal advice and everything else, then I think maybe it's time to face the fact that, hey, we're not going to do this because our governors are the ones that keep it from happening. And turn them loose. Not turn them loose, but put them back in the general population and do away with it. Save millions of dollars a year. Because if you're just an inmate, you have to pay for your own legal expense, your own legal cost. I know that sounds pretty cold because, oh, it's just money. Well, yeah, but it's just money and nothing's happening. Why give them special privileges when they could be out on the yard?
So why not kill that law instead of getting rid of all death penalty entirely?
Well,
so if you're on death row, you don't get free legal advice.
Well, that could be. But until they change that, that could be a way of doing it and saying, okay, we've saved millions that way. But right now, I think California, we spend more per prisoner. And last time I checked, it was like $65,000 a year at least average on each prisoner. And Texas pays like $12,000 a year. People in prisons in Texas work on the roads. They do a lot of the projects like clearing areas and all this. You'll never have that happen here in California, because you're treating them too harshly if you put them out on a chain gang, like they do in some other states to get some work out of them. So you could do away with that. It's like doing, there's a lot of laws, and we seem to have this propensity in California that we have so many laws, instead of just changing laws or working within that law and making changes in it. No, we have to have a whole brand new law on top of the old law that changes parts of the old law but keeps other parts in there instead of just going in there and changing it. We should have, if you want to have a law, says for every new law that you pass, you've got to get rid of 5 old ones. I have no problem with that.
Except the ones that they're going to get rid of are going to be the ones that keep the government in check. The ones that they pick.
Right.
A lot of the initial start for the laws was the government cannot, the people can. That's changed over the years, but the ones that they're going to pick to take out, okay, well, the term limit for such and such, that's going to go because we need to have this new law passed.
Okay. And I can understand. You're right. They'll probably do that. It's like for every new gun they put on the California approved gun list, they take 3 old ones off. I mean, and of course, the ones that they're approving only are the ones that have the micro stamping that has been proven not to work. Yet for some reason, we're still laughing along the way, or at least the Democrats are. It's just another way to keep things tough on our gun owners. Oh, hey, look, let's make them register to get their ammo. And so what's the next law you're going to see is, well, or the next, see, it's not even a law. See, it's the Department of Justice can do. Okay, now, you know, you bought 1,000 rounds of this ammunition. So why do you need 1,000 rounds of this ammunition? Or you bought 45 ammo, we see here, but yet you don't have any 45 caliber firearms registered to you. Well, what's going on there? And so, anyway, they've got you one way or the other. Now, they haven't done that, but it doesn't take a a crystal ball to see that this is something, because all of that's on that piece of paper that you have to sign saying is that this ammunition's for you. And it's this caliber and it's this many rounds. Well, they've got all that on there. So why did they put all that on there if there isn't at some point to use it in the future? The only thing that might help people is that the Supreme Court has at least two justices on it that are really strong Second Amendment advocates. And Amy Comey Barrett, the last one, is a real strong Second Amendment advocate. So it'll be interesting to see if they start looking at real decisions when it comes to firearms, to the point of saying, yes, you have the right to own a firearm, and you cannot be restricted on your right to own a firearm, and that carrying a firearm concealed is legal. And there's a lawsuit right now from going up from Hawaii saying open carry is heading its way, working its way up to the Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens there. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to our morning show. Yep, back in Austin. Of course, this is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And, of course, you know, we want to thank Ashley. She always comes in and says, okay, what's next? What's next? And she tailors and tapers a song that's for something that we're going to talk about. And, you know, living in Nashville for 4 or 5 years, in and out for like 6 or 7 in the music scene. There were a lot of people that were in Nashville that were from Austin. And my good friend Cam King being one of them, they're Austinites. Well, in the headlines today in the Wall Street Journal, a few years ago, some blocks of Austin's South Congress Avenue featured a castle-themed wax museum and comic book shop, a neighborhood bar with the dollar taco deals, an auto shop, and season a Santa Claus on horseback. So then, as so many other places in Austin, the construction cranes came. Those blocks recently reopened with a strip of modern urban buildings with shops offering national brands from Lululemon, which, by the way, is like workout wear that costs $100 for, you know, yoga pants, to Le Labo Perfumes, the $2,000-plus private membership club Soho House, and Hermes store are on the way. Office tenants include accounting and consulting firms and private equity firms. The project's developer, Andrew Joblin, said he saw a need for national luxury brands and a place where more well-paid executives were coming. To Brad Summers, a manager of the Two May Auto Works, that they were there for 28 years before its lease were terminated, it was another reminder that some longtime Austinites can't afford their own city anymore. The arrival of Oracle, Apple, and Tesla, the deals now challenge the city struggle to stay affordable and weird. Austin's always been home of, like, you know, really great music that's come out of there, and now all of a sudden we're seeing that a lot of from this coronavirus, Carl, where people can work from home, or they've left California because of our incredible taxes and they've gone to Texas or they've gone to different states. And which means is that, you know, the small little wonderful towns and the uniqueness of those towns have definitely, like when I lived in Nashville, it's just a completely changed it's, you know, the whole thing has changed.
Well, a little place called Gun Barrel, Texas. Nobody's heard of Gun Barrel, Texas, but it's a little town. It's on like the third largest reservoir in Texas. Friends of your parents have moved there, and it turns out, so you have to look up Gun Barrel, Texas.
Yes.
I mean, it's only like 6,000 people, and it's an hour from Austin, but it's now houses there are selling for enormously high prices because people from Austin are moving from there,
right.
And of course, under the coronavirus, but Austin is now going to be the home of Tesla and
Oracle
and a couple others.
Apple.
And Apple, all moving into Texas. So this tells you one of two things. One, California, and they're all moving from California, is those billions of dollars in taxes they're paying is going to go away. And so they're going to really have to look at the budget when they start seeing how much money is moved away here in California. And if they want to continue these crazy programs like the Train to Nowhere and all the social giveaway programs of our taxpayer money, because when they say government funded, it's not government funded, it's taxpayer funded programs that most of us never see a dollar of that. It's because of the fact that we have jobs, we have businesses, and we continue to pay higher and higher taxes here. But there's going to be an impasse, I would imagine, in the next couple of years, especially with since everybody's working from home, and they found out in many businesses this really works. So they can afford to have people living in other states working for them full-time for the large companies and producing that way. And then when they see that, they say, well, you know what, we really don't need to be have as many people here, and it would be a lot more tax-efficient if you moved to Texas or Tennessee or Georgia or some of the other states that don't have high income, Florida, they don't have high income taxes. So what are people doing? They're buying homes in Florida, Texas, Tennessee, Idaho. Unfortunately, the bad part of this is places like Austin and other parts of Texas, you have more and more Californians moving there because they like the style of life in Texas and the tax breaks and all this. But they're bringing their cheap, they're bringing their extravagant California lifestyle with them, and their propensity to vote for higher taxes and to support all these social programs, which means you have to add taxes. In some places in Texas, their property taxes are twice what we pay right here in California. Twice. You don't have a state income tax, but you have to pay. You know, they make up for it in other ways. Now with all the businesses coming in and the business taxes coming in there, but to move into Austin and move into Texas, I'm sure they got some kind of tax break.
The Yankees are coming, right?
Well, it's going to change. It's going to change reds into purples into maybe eventually blues. On the other hand, you've got a lot of people who are conservative values are moving into other states, but they're in states that, that have a tendency to be conservative. And for that, but they're still smaller states. And then we get back into, well, you know, the Electoral College, which will never change, at least not in my lifetime, or hopefully my grandson's lifetime, that will, that is, you know, that have lower populations, but yet still want to have a say in our government.
Speaking of change, the fight over House districts in 2022 is starting well before new lines on state maps are drawn. Lawmakers, outside groups, and attorneys are readying for a battle over redistricting that could change the control of the House majority in President-elect Joe Biden's first term. Democrats are set to go into the new Congress with 222 seats, the Republicans 211, with two races still in dispute. The narrow majority has Republicans preparing to fight for the favorable maps and Democrats on the defense.
Well, you know, they want, you know, if you redistrict, you know, it has a tendency to change how people, you know, when you're putting the people together or the maps together and how they vote. But here's the other thing, too, is the fact that the downline on this election swung totally against the Democrats in this one. I mean, no matter what you say about the presidential election, the downline, which usually is an indicator, but as somebody pointed out to me, is that, you know, I really hated Trump, but I really liked my, you know, and I hated Trump for a variety of reasons, but I still voted for other Republicans. I just couldn't vote for Trump. All right. Yeah, and there may be people that just turned out, and the only person they voted for was for the president, and the rest of them took care of themselves. But it's still a mess here. And if nothing else from this election, it's got to be a bipartisan movement, and I just don't think that – I think the Democrats will drag their feet on it, is how do we have an election? If you're going to have mail-in ballots, why not make them all – absentee ballots, where you've got to prove who you are, and you've got this, and it's set up for an absentee ballot, and not just a ballot by mail, which, you know, and a bipartisan commission back in 2005 said leads to fraud. Leads, you know, it lends itself to fraud. Everybody seems to forget about this, and this is Democrats were on this committee, too, that are still in Congress right now in the Senate. So, This has to be changed, but the way it is right now with the massive relocation of people, especially from the COVID, where people are leaving the large cities and moving out to the suburbs, it's just a matter of time, my friends, before we have hundreds and then maybe thousands of people moving from Southern California up here.
Could be.
Because of the cost of living, the cost of housing, and that they can work from here and live in a really nice house and still get paid from the Bay Area or from the L.A. area. It's just a matter of time. So tomorrow, Mark Story joins us, and we're going to talk about what's happening with Haven Humane for next year and what's happened this year. The Giving Tuesday was good.
Looking forward to it.
Was good for it. The rest of the week we have, you know, Wednesday, we want to finish up Wednesday with a kind of a report on this whole year and what's happened mm-hmm. this year. Besides the COVID, there's been many other things that have happened and the passing of many people that we would like to recognize. But there's been so many, of course, we'll just try to get, you know, the top ones that have had an impact in our society, and I'm not talking about just celebrities or anything like this, but people have had impact on our society. Everybody have a great day, and remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon.